Good morning, welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the shiur on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, paragraph Yud Gimel. Before we begin, we dedicate the shiur today Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Falk Barav Mordechai Mendel, whose yahrzeit is today on the 10th of Tammuz, and also for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need a refuah, including especially Yuspe Hendel Bas Gitalea, Gavriel Shlomoy Ben Idit, Rivka Chava Bas Yehudis, Chaim David Ben Chana Feger. This halacha that we're learning now is based on chapter 61 in Likut Imran, and in the previous year we started a discussion about inheritance, about children inheriting from their father that passes away specifically, and We started a discussion on this topic. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue and explain why when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to inheritance, according to the Torah, we go according to the family of the father, not the mother. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'alkein mishpachas ha'ov koroi mishpacha ve'ein mishpachas ha'em kruya mishpacha. K'moy shom Rabbi Seinu Zal le'inyin Yerusha. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, page 111, that regarding the laws of inheritance, we go according to the family of the father, not the family of the mother. Shaha Yerusha memashmeshes vohileches lemalo lemishpachas oviv kishein loy bonim chas v'sholem v'loy lemishpachas imoy. If a man passes away without having had any children, then the inheritance, his possessions, go up to his father or his father's relatives, his father's father, his father's brothers and sisters, etc., etc., not the mother's side of the family. Why? Rav Nosson Zal will explain now. And he discusses this in several places in Likutei Halachos. Ki be'emes iker tikkun hameis hu kishemeiniach bonim achrav. Because the truth is that the real best tikkun for a person that passes away is if they were zecha to leave behind children. Ki habonim heim sichli im protiim hanim shochem imenu shehu b'chinas sechel hakoilel negdom. In that chapter in Likutei Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a concept of sichli im protiim and a sechel hakoilel. There's the sechel hakoilel, which is a very high level of sechel, and from there come forth sichli and protein, lower level individual pieces of sechel. Lahavdil, if we speak about a control room, an electrical control room, which has the main generator and everything, and from that generator come forth all kinds of wires that connect to all the electrical functions throughout the building. And each one of them is an individual electrical electronic unit, and they all tie in to this central unit, which is koilel all of them. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, when we're dealing with a father and children, the father is considered a sechel hakoilel, and the children coming from him are considered to be sichli and protein. V'hu tzorech lihi koilel, Basechel hakoilel hoelyoy. And now the parent has to plug into the sechel hoelyoy, the highest level of sechel. Sheyefshel hikolel shom kiim kishiyeshloi shleimus al yidei ribui hasechli im protiim shehim shechpozeh hoelam. And it's impossible for the father, who again, compared to his children, he's called a sechel hakoilel, but he needs to plug into the Sechel HaKoilel, which is Kaviyochel Hashem, one of the highest aspects of Hashem, which is called Sechel HaKoilel. And in order to do that, he can only do that if he achieved a certain level of completion, of wholeness, which is achieved by generating many Sichli and Protiim that he brought into the world. Shehin Bechinas Habonim Shehin Yechachrov. Which an example of that is the children that the father left behind in the world after he passed away. Shehein bechinas ribui hasfarim kanal. They are compared to many Sforim, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, that each person that studies Torah and observes the Torah is compared to a sefer. We quoted the pasuk Zois HaTorah Odom, Ki HaKoel Echod, because it's all one. The system that Rabbeinu Zal is discussing in chapter 61 in Likutei Moharan about Sechel HaKoel and Sichli and Protium and many Sforim, and the concept that we're discussing here about a father and his children, they're all one. Ki hasforim hanimshochim min haTorah hem gam kein bechinas sichli improtiim hanimshochim min haTorah. Because each new sefer that's produced, that's generated from the Torah, from the original Torah as it was given, represents sichli improtiim coming from the Torah. Ki yesh sechel haKoelel hoElyoin sheKoelel haKoel, because there is the highest level of seichel, which is called a seichel hakoilel, an all-encompassing seichel, which includes everything in it. Umimenu nimshachem kama v'kama seichli and protein. And from that seichel hakoilel branch out many detailed seichliim. Umikol seichel proti nimshach oid kama seichli and protein. And from each seichel proti come forth many seichli and protein. An example, you have, for example, the Rambam, Zichron Avrocha, who wrote his Sefer Yad HaChazoka, which is, compared to the written Torah, compared to the Gemara, that's a Sechel Prati. And yet, on the Rambam, we have today maybe 1,000 different commentaries. We have the 4 or 5 that are printed together with the Rambam itself, but then we have hundreds of rabbis who have written commentaries on the Rambam. So they are sichli and protein. The Rambam, compared to the Torah Shebichsav or the Gemara, is considered a sechel proti, and from that sechel proti branch out many other sichli and protein. V'nechshav zeh ha-sechel ha-proti b'chin ha-sechel ha-koilel neged ha-sichli and ha-protein ha-nimshoch mimenu. And again, the Rambam, which is called a sechel proti compared to what's above it, is considered a sechel koilel relative to the ones under it, the ones that branch out from it. V'chein lahalan yoiser, and this continues further down and further down. Ki yesh anofim v'anofim lanofim, there are branches and branches of branches. V'chein lahalan, and so on and so forth. V'chol ma shenisrabim hasichlim haprotim yoiser v'yoiser. And the more and more that we generate new additional sichli and protein, nishlam ha-sechel ha-koilel shalahem, their sechel ha-koilel, their source, achieves a higher level of shlemus, a higher level of completion and perfection. Shehu ha-sechel shemimenu nimshachem einu ha-sichli and protein. We're referring to that sechel from which these sichli and protein came from. Va'azai yochel zeh ha-sechel lihikolel ba-ha-sechel ho-elyoin ha-koilel. And again, the more commentaries that are being generated on the Sefer of the Rambam, more sichli and protein, more and more, that brings the Rambam to a level of higher and higher levels of shleimus, and that enables the Rambam to plug into its sechel ha-koilel, the sechel ho-elyoin ha-koilel. Sheshom nimtak hakoil, and up there, when we get to that highest place of sechel, there all negativity, all judgments, can be sweetened. Shehu bechinas kodesh kadoshim, that place is referred to as holy of holies. V'zeh hadovor, and this concept, hu batoira uba'adam, relates to the Torah itself and to people. Kishnehem bechino achas kanal, because the Torah and a Jew or the Jewish nation are one, and therefore they parallel each other. Like we mentioned in the previous year, the Torah consists of 613 parts, 248 positive commandments, 365 negative. A human being consists of 248 parts, 248 organs, 365 tendons, and many other comparisons. because there is this famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh that says that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. V'al kein, and therefore, ha'ikar hu kishemeniach bonim b'zayim. The best option is if a person is zoche to have children and to leave over children in the world when they leave. Shehein b'chinas sichli and protein. The children are this concept of these sichli and protein compared to their parent. B'chinas ribuy ha'sforim. They correspond to the concept of many sforim being generated from an original sefer. Shayidei zeh yochol lihikolel basechel ho'elyon ha'kolel. Because then the parent, the father that passes away, if he was zeche to bring many children into the world, many of these sichli and protim who follow the path of the Torah, then that father is able to plug into the sechel ho'elyon ha'kolel, the kodesh kodoshim, when his soul leaves him, when he passes away. Aval kishaloi hitzliach boze oilam lameva toilodin. But if a person was not successful in this world to bring children into the world, laharbois hasechel digdusha boilam, to increase the holy sechel in this world, alidei ribui bnei Yisrael, by more Jews being brought into the world, more Jews who are studying Torah and fulfilling the Torah. Azai hu tzorech lalois al yidei oviv b'hasechel ho'elyon yoiser. Then, this parent that passes away now, this man that passes away, who did not have any children, in order for his soul to go up to that sechel ha'koilel, his soul has to go up via his father, which is a higher level sechel than the son, ad sheyia nichlo b'hasechel elyon ha'koilel. And follow that path up until the soul is able to plug into the sechel o'elyon, the top sechel. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki av b'chochma, because we know we have a rule in the Torah that father represents chochma. We know that by Yosef HaTzadik, there's a pasuk that says that when he was appointed viceroy to the king, they called him Avrech. And the pasuk says, av b'chochma, rach b'shonim. He was a father in knowledge and wisdom and young in years. So av, father, always represents chachma, usually. V'nikra kodesh. And chachma is called kodesh. Shehu b'chinas chachma kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. One of the proofs, there are two proofs of this. There's a pasuk, kadesh li kol b'choer. Sanctify for me every firstborn. Kadesh is Kedusha, Bechor is Chachma. Bechor means the firstborn. Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. There's another pasuk, Kodesh Yisroel LaHashem, Reish is Tivuasoi. The Jewish nation is holy for Hashem. We are the first of His produce. Again, Kodesh and Reishis. Reishis is Chachma. So the father is called Chachma, which is Kodesh. And therefore, it's via the father that a person can also connect to that Seichel Ho'elyon. V'al kein alidei mishpachas oviv b'chinas Kodesh yochoy lachzor ulikolel b'chinas Kodesh Kodoshim. And therefore, this man who leaves the world who did not have any children, has his soul can go up and plug into that Sechel Ho'elyon via the family of his father, which is also an aspect of Kodesh. Through them, Yochoy Lachzor Likol B'Bchinas Kodesh Kodoshim. V'zehu Shehanachalo Memashmeshes Lemalo. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the inheritance keeps going up the ladder. If the person who passes away, if his father's not alive, but his grandfather's alive, then it goes to the grandfather. And if the grandfather is not alive, but there's a great-grandfather, it'll go up to the great-grandfather. Ad Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara says, going all the way up to Yaakov Avinu. Kishe'en lo ibonim. This is when a man leaves the world not having had any children. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, note the wording of the Gemara. Ad Yaakov Avinu Daika. Why does the Gemara choose Yaakov Avinu specifically? Ki Yaakov hu bechinas sechel ha-koilel ho-elyoin she-koilel kol nishmois Yisrael. Because Yaakov Avinu represents that highest sechel ha-koilel, that sechel ho-elyoin ha-koilel, which is kolel all the Jewish souls. We know that the Jewish nation came from Yaakov Avinu, the Shivim Nefesh, Habo Lebeis Yaakov, which went down to Mitzrayim. V'alkein, and this will explain something very interesting, V'alkein Shochav Bamokoim Hahu. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu left his parents' home and he was traveling to find his Shidduch, it says he came upon the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, and it says, Vayishkav Bamokoim Hahu. He lied down, he slept in that place, and that's where he had that incredible dream. Shehu Mekoim Evan Shesia. That was the place of the Evan Shesia, the rock from which the world was originally formed. Kodesh Kodoshim, which Rabbi Nezal says in Torah Samach Aleph Mikutimran, the Evan Shesia was in the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. Sheshom Nichlelu Kol Ho'avonim Bevan Achas. It's there in the Evan Shesia that all rocks came together and merged into one. We have the story that when Yaakov Avinu lie down, he was looking to select a stone to put under his head, and there were 12 stones there, and each one of them said, the tzaddik should put his head on me. And the Gemara tells us that Hashem merged all 12 stones together, and they became that stone under Yaakov Avinu's head, which corresponds to the Evan Shesia from which the entire world was formed. Kimavur Heitev Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. Vezeh Hanifter Tzorech Lalois Ad Shom. And now this man who leaves the world, who did not have any children, he's got to go all the way up to there. Ad Yaakov, all the way up to Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Sechel HaKoilo, Bechinas Kodesh Kodoshim. Yaakov Avinu represents that Sechel HaKoilo, that Kodesh Kodoshim. V'alkein Srichen Liten Hanachlo L'mishpachas Oviv Ad Yaakov Avinu. And therefore we must pass on the inheritance to the father's side of the family, all the way, reaching all the way up to Yaakov Avinu, if we have to. Ki Aliyosoi Shel HaNiftar, because what enables the soul of this person who passed away to rise up? It's the birur, it's the refinement of the possessions that this person left behind, owned in the world, which have been refined by removing the tumah of the nachash from them, by removing one's possessions from that curse, that original curse that was placed upon all possessions. Shezeh v'chinas tikkun eitz hadas. That's the tikkun for the eitz hadas. Sheyistaken be'eis hatchiyah b'shleimus, which will be perfected completely, which will be repaired completely when there will be tchiyas hameisim, when the dead will come back to life. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Hashem sustains the living with kindness, mechaye meisim ato rav lo ishiya, and Hashem will eventually bring the dead back to life, ki biur harpanosa hu bechinas tikun hamisa, bechinas tchias hameisim, because the refinement of all of a person's possessions in this world, a person's parnosa, what they owned as a result of their parnosa in this world, is synonymous with the tikun of death, of which the ultimate, the completion of that is when the dead come back to life. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei shenoisne nachlosoi l'mishpachas oviv, by the person's possessions being passed on to the family of his father from the father's side, b'chinas seichel, and we said the father represents seichel, chochma, b'chinas kodesh, nimtak hanachlo, that sweetens, that repairs the possessions, al yedei haseichel hashayach lenachlosoi, through the seichel that's associated with those possessions, ki memashmeshes v'hoileches ad Yaakov, because the possessions will keep going up the ladder to the father, to the grand, to his brothers, to the grandfather, to the great, all the way up to Yaakov Avinu. Ad seichel ho'elyoin ha'koylel, b'chinas kodesh kodoshim. Sheshom nimtak ha'koyl. Sheshom alias nefes shameis. And that's where the soul of a person who passed away has to really try to get up to. V'alkein, mishpachas ha'ov yor sheidaika, v'loi ha'emo mishpachto. And this is why the family of the father inherits, not the family of his mother. Ki ikar mitzvah sayirusha hu bishvil birur ho'etza. Because the main spiritual concept behind a person passing on their possessions when they leave the world to others, it's all about birur ho'etza. Because we learned previously that parnosa and etza go together. So if we're trying to be mevarer the parnosa, it means we're trying to be mevarer the etza. Shehu b'chinas tikkun emunas chachamim, which is tied into the tikkun of faith in tzaddikim, which is the main tikkun of the nefesh hameis. V'alkein, ein ho'em u'mishpachto ru'uyin li'irusha. And this is why the mother and her side of the family are not best suited for this project of Yerusha, inheritance. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another very important piece to this. Ki mevoy rashom b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 61 explains, shechalukas ho'etza hu b'chinas atzas noshim, that when a person is undecided, when a person has uncertainty, when they don't have clarity of mind, that's referred to as atzas noshim, the etzos of women, the chulu, etc. Ayin sham. Look over there in Likut Imran. Sheikr chalukas ho'etza, shubchinas pegam ho'etza, nechezes benoshim daika. Because the main concept of uncertainty, a lack of shlemus of etza, is associated with the women specifically. We see that, remember again, going back to the story of the Eitz Hadas, we find over there that when Hashem said to Adam Arishan, what did you do? What did you do here? Why did you go against my command? His response was, Hanochosh Heshiani. The snake advised me. Rashi says on the word Heshiani, advised me. So we see that the pigam of the Eitz Hadas was a pigam of Eitza, bad advice. And the Nochosh approached Chava, not Adam, because he knew that Chava was more vulnerable to this Eitzah, this pigam and Eitzah. Ki ik nimtza sheikr chalukas ayin sham. Look over there in the Kutumah, where Rabbeinu Zal refers to this. V'alkein ein ho'em yorsha kim ho'av. And this is why the mother does not receive the inheritance, it's the father. Ki ikr tikun hayerusha hu b'chinas tikun shleimus ha'etza. Because in the process of giving over inheritance, we're trying to accomplish this tikun of shleimus ha'etza. Shenasa al yedei sitra didchura, which is accomplished by the male side, shehu ha'av, which is the father. V'loy al yedei ho'ein, not by the mother, shehi sitra denukva, who is the side of female. Sheshom ikar achizas chalukas ho'etza. That's where the uncertainty is able, the lack of etza toiva is able to attach itself more easily. Shehu b'chinas atzas noshim, which is referred to as atzas noshim. Now this week in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the parsha of Balak, which means last week, 2 weeks ago, we read parshas Korach, and there we see the opposite of this. There the Torah tells us that Korach, who was one of the greatest threats to Klal Yisrael of all time, he challenged Moshe Rabbeinu and he caused hundreds, 250 Roshei Sanhedrin to be killed and others. The Torah tells us that Korach was incited by his wife. It was his wife who encouraged him and who egged him on to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas Oin ben Peles, we're told, was saved by his wife. It was his wife, Vitzadekis, who saw what was going on and understood, interpreted it correctly. She was the one who convinced her husband, you're nuts. You got to be crazy to get involved in this machloikis. Because if Korach wins, if Korach would win, you are still going to be the same flunky. You are still not going to have any greater leadership position than you have now under Moshe Rabbeinu. So why risk everything? And the Midrash tells us she went so far as to uncover her hair. She was, in those days, the women were very religious. They covered their hair very, very carefully. And when Korach's buddies came knocking on the door to invite Oyn Ben Peles to a meeting, the Midrash tells us that his wife stood at the doorway and she uncovered her hair, knowing that these religious men, they'd see a woman with her hair uncovered, they would walk away. They wouldn't want to be there at the time. And in this manner, she saved her husband. So again, every rule has its exceptions. We need to know that when we learn Torah, any facet of Torah, and the Torah makes a statement, we always need to take that statement in the context of the entire Torah. And not to judge, we know that, unfortunately, in the past 100 years probably, there are different movements of feminism that have come to the rise, and women who have discouraged people from being religious, observant, Jewish, because the Torah is anti-women, and they'll see a paragraph like this, and they'll say, see, here's your proof. But it's a silly mistake. It shows a sign of immaturity, a person taking something out of context, a person passing judgment on a paragraph of a sefer that's 400 pages long, and based on that, just making major decisions. The same Torah tells us, Eishes Chayil Ateres Balo, that a woman of valor, the proper woman, is the crown on her husband's head, which means that she has the potential, the ability to go above her husband. We find in the case of Avram Avinu, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, listen to Sarah. Listen to what she says. She sees more clearly than you regarding this particular issue, regarding the issue of Yishmael versus Yitzchak Avinu. In the case of Rivka Imenu, we see the Torah tells us that Yitzchak Avinu wasn't as clear as Rivka Imenu. Yitzchak Avinu was fooled to a degree in thinking that Esav could possibly become the Issachar to support Yaakov Avinu. And if he blesses Esav, Esav will do tshuva, Esav will come back. But Rivka Imenu was the one who was able to see even more clearly and understood that Esav represents a level of Ra that cannot and will not be integrated into Kedusha. He will not help Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, she was the one who came up with the whole plan to divert the blessings from Esav to Yaakov Avinu. So we see many examples in the Torah of this. At the same time, the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus give us a real clear view of the Pnimius HaTorah, of the inner workings of the Torah. And when they tell us that there's a chesed and gvura, there's zachar and akeva, there's and when the Torah uses this term atzas noshim, that then we need to understand it, study it well, and understand it in the context of the entire Torah. Any questions, please?
Yes. Good morning, Rav Nosson. To clarify, this whole section you've just read seems to be a plan B, given the fact that if a person has no children and accomplishes so much as it travels up. Yesterday, we learned about sort of plan A. I don't know if it's A or B or just two parallel streams, but...
No, you're right. You're right. We said, l'chatchi, and he mentioned it today in the beginning of the paragraph, that as we said before, first choice, best is if a person is zoche to bring children into the world. And which means that the seichel traveled down from koilo to prati, and the more children, the more good children that a person brings into the world that are connected properly to Torah, the more that's mashlim, the seichel of the parent, and the more that enables, that provides the rocket fuel that's needed for the neshama of the parent when he leaves the world to be able to rock it up and plug into that seichel hakoilel. That was first choice. Then, if a person was not zoicha to have children, to bring children into the world, there's another path, which we're going to, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us why A is better than B. He's going to go into that, I believe, in the subsequent paragraphs. But plan B is for the Yerusha to go in an upward direction, that a man passes away. Again, it doesn't go to his wife, it goes to his father, or to his father's relatives, etc., unless specified otherwise. Now again, we mentioned there are many, the majority of cases that I know today of religious people and rabbonim and tzaddikim, in their tzavo, in their will, they will make it clear that if they pass away before their wife, they want everything to be in the possession of the wife first. Even though technically, basically, a wife does not have Yerusha. She doesn't even Yashin. But rather, the Yerusha is supposed to go down to the children, and the children are supposed to see to it that the wife is taken care of. But because of all the complications in that, very often in the will, the person will write that if my wife lives longer than me, then my possession, she's the one who has every ownership of everything until she leaves the world. When she leaves the world, then the default goes into effect, which means, again, the laws, the basic laws of Yerusha. Please. Okay, good. Okay.
Can we clarify a little bit? I know I missed the previous years. I skimmed through it, but can we clarify, like, what this, I mean, when Reb Nachman talks about being Oisik with Gerim, that's sort of the vire of your own das. You know, I would think that's sort of similar to having more children. Mavar your das, but it sounds like something totally different when it comes to mavar your mamon, which relates to your seichel.
No, not exactly. It's both. It's both. The Gemara and the Torah and Rabbi Nachman mention in many places that students are a form of children. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'melame ben chaveroi Torah ki'ilu yoldoi," that a person who teaches his friend's son's Torah, it's as if he gave birth to that person. And there's a major chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, which says, the Gemara is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, Asher ein chalifus lomoi, a person did not leave a replacement for themselves. And the Gemara says there are two opinions. One rabbi says this means a son, and the other rabbi says it means a student. And Rabbi Nachman in that chapter in Likutei Moran shows how a son, a real son is a student, and a real student is a son. So that's also related to this. Right now, Rav Nosson Zal is focusing on Yerusha related to children, related to family. In other places in Likutei Halachos, he'll make it perfectly clear to us how students, children, students, Jews, Balei Tshuva, Gerim, are also children. The pasuk says about Avram Avinu, Ves hanefesh asher osa b'choron, the souls which Avram Avinu and Sarah created in Choron, created, gave birth to. And it says that refers to the converts that he was makariv.
But what are we talking about now, being referring to Eitza and Mammon and Yerusha?
Yes. Exactly. That's what we're referring to. We're connecting to the chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Eitzah, and he speaks about Seichel Proti and Seichel HaKoilel. And Rav Nosson Zal speaking, and we saw that Parnasa, one of the most important requirements for success in Parnasa is Eitzah. We mentioned the pasuk in the previous year, Ki hu hanoisein lecha koyach lasa is choyel. Hashem, and the Targum says, Hashem gives you the Eitzah to acquire possessions. So Rav Nosson Zal is drawing a parallel. He explained previously how a person's possessions are tied into the concept of Eitzah and Seichel, etc., etc. And now he's drawing a parallel throughout this paragraph between the path that Rabbeinu Zal described in that chapter in Likutei Moran of Seichel HaKoilel, Seichel Proti, Sforim, Riboy Sforim, and drawing a parallel between that and parents, children, grandchildren, etc., grandparents, etc., because he, in previous year, he connected the Torah to man, that the Torah and the Jew are one thing. So the same paths that the Torah follows, in order for the Torah to get to its shlemus, every single new sefer that's being generated is a sechel proti. And the more sichli and protium, the more the sechel hakoilel is able to plug into its sechel hakoilel, which is kodesh kodoshim. So too regarding the whole ladder of Yerusha.
Is it a couple of questions? If a woman is nifter without children, then Yerusha goes the chorah up to her father. And if the father's no longer alive, it would go through the father's sons, not to the father, through the father's daughters. Is that?
I believe so. I'm not fully acquainted with these halachas, but this is discussed clearly in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, definitely.
Yeah, another point, from what we said, it would seem like the sefer that we're learning, Likudei Halachos, is a stable prati derived from Likutei Moran. Is that fair to say?
Most definitely. Definitely. Just like the Torah Shebal Peh in general is a Sechel Proti, is Sichli and Protiim compared to the Torah Shebichsav. Okay, we continue. Paragraph Yudalid. V'alkein, and therefore, gam b'yerusha hashaycho lahabonim, even when we're talking about inheritance being passed on to children, kishe zoyche lahaniach bonim, when a person was zoyche to bring children into the world, gam kein, there also, habein koidem labas. The son comes before the daughters. If there are sons, they receive the inheritance before any daughters. Ki ikar tikun ho'etzel shu b'chinas mitzvas Yerusha litein labonim kanal. Because as we said in the beginning, option number one, choice one of tikun ho'etzel, which is associated with the mitzvah of Yerusha, is that it should be passed on to the children. And hu nase al idei sitra didchoy radaika. And as we showed previously, that is accomplished through the side of Zohar, the Av, Chochma. Avalaf al Pikein, however, despite that, Bibonov Shumaniach, Yesh Lefomim Din Yerusha Labas, Bemokim Sheinbein. When a person leaves behind children, there are times that the Yerusha will go on to the daughters if there are no sons, for example. Ki habonim shuhumaniach heim heim biatzman b'chinas tikun o'etzer. Because the children that a person leaves behind in the world, when they leave the world, the children represent tikun ho'etzer, shehu b'chinas bonim kanal, which is the concept of children, as we showed earlier, ukimavur heitev lamala, and as was explained very clearly before, shehabonim shemeniach heim b'chinas hasichlim aprotim, that the children that a person produces in the world, they are the sichli and protium, b'chinas ribuy ha-sforim. They correspond to many sforim being generated from an original sefer, which is b'chinas tikun ho-eitza, which is clarification and perfection of eitza. Just like the Likutei Halachos clarifies the Likutei Moran tremendously, so too the sichli and protium clarify and improve the sechel ha-koilel. V'alkein, and therefore, me'achar shenishar brocha achrov, since this person was zeicha to leave behind a blessing after him, afilu bas, even if it's a daughter, shehi meyotze chalotzov, who is from his descendants, yesh boze gamkein b'chinas tikun ho'etza, there is also tikun ho'etza being accomplished through the daughters, me'achar shal kolponim hinia zer achrov, because at least this person left behind children. Shehein b'chinas tikun ho'etzo kanal. We said children, all children, are an aspect of tikun ho'etzo. Ki bevadai gam hanoshim shebohem ikar achizas chalukas ho'etzo, אף על פי כן, סויב כל סויב, הם גם כן צריכים לבחין אז תיקון או עצה. Because even, most definitely, even the women who we said are more susceptible and more drawn towards indecision, lack of etza shlema, still, eventually, in the end, they are also zoicha to tikkun ha'etza, shehu b'chinas tikkun ha'odam, which is the tikkun of man, sheyuchal al yodam liskois l'chaim nitzchim b'olam haba, through which the person, the father that leaves the world, can be zoicha to eternal life in olam haba. Shezehu ikar shleimus ha'etza kanal, and that's the ultimate perfection of etza. Because most certainly, most definitely, Jewish women are also zoche to olam haba. Kimavur b'gemara, as the Gemara says, hani nashi b'may zachyan, women who do not have some of the same obligations and requirements as men do, especially regarding limud ha-Torah, where there are major parts of the Torah which are designated much more so for men than for women. So the Gemara asks, then how, with what are women zoicha to olam haba? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you with what. They're the ones who raise the children. They're the ones who bring the children to cheder when they're first starting out, especially. Uba Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh elaborates on this also about a Gan Eden for women. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal speaks about when he went up to heaven, he says he saw the yeshiva of Basi or Bas Paroi, that there are yeshivas in heaven of women. Uba Zohar HaKadosh Ba'arichus, as is discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh at length, about the Olam Haba for women. Rak She'etzlam Habiror Kosher B'yoyser, it's just that by women, this process of refining the Eitzah is more difficult. Me'acha shebohem nechos beyoyser sitra demoyser. Because the sitra achra, the side of death, the nochosh, is more, they're more vulnerable to him than the men are. Shehu bechinas chalukas Eitzah. And again, sitra demoyser is the concept of lack of clear Eitzah. Shehu bechinas atzas noshin, which is referred to as atzas noshin. But in the very end, Mizbarer HaKoil, everything gets perfected, everything gets refined completely, including the women's side. Alkain, and therefore, Ze Shehiniach Zera, a person who was Zeche to leave behind children, Afilu in Lohiniach Elabas, even if he only left behind a daughter, Oibas Habas, or a granddaughter, Vechulu, etc., he koydemes lekol mishpachtoi. She comes before the man's father, etc. Afilu lemishpacha sa'ov, even the family side of the father. Ki ikar habirur v'hatikun shel hames, shehu tikun ho'etzo, naso ho'ikar al yidei zaroi v'yoytze chalotzo. Rav Nosson Zal is making it perfectly clear here that option one is the better option. If a person is zoicha to bring children into the world, then there's a much better chance of birur of tikkun ha'etzah and tikkun of the neshama, the mess, through the children. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu habas v'yoytzei chalotzeho koydmin l'kol mishpach ha'sa'ov. And this is why if a man leaves the world, his daughter and any of her descendants come before the man's father. Because they are in a better position, the daughter and granddaughters and all that are in a better position to be misakin the neshama of the father, the one who passed away. Because they were produced by him, they came from him. Ki hamshochas habonim, because the concept of a person bringing children into the world, bein bein bas, whether it's a son or a daughter, nimshochim mimekoyim ho'etzah, Where does it come from? When a person brings children into the world, it comes from the source of Eitzah. Mibchinas netzach choyd yisoid. That's the part of the body that plays a role in producing children, bringing children into the world. And we said that's where Eitzah comes from. Eitzah comes from netzach choyd yisoid. Mibchinas kloyos yoyatzois. From the kidneys, which the Gemara says is where Eitzah comes from. And Rabbeinu Zal showed us in Likutei Moran in Torah Zion, in the first part, that the kloyos play a major role in developing, in finalizing the development of the zera, the seed. Avol kishechas v'shon einoi zoyche laniach zera achrov. But if a person chas v'shon is not zoyche to bring children into the world and to have children in the world after they pass away, shehein b'chinas tikun ho'etzo, tikun ishmasoi, these children represent tikun ho'etzo, and the tikun for the soul of the parent who passes away. Va'azai hu pegam godoil ma'oid ma'oid l'nishmasoi. And then that causes a major defect, something major, a major deficiency in the soul of this person, kimavur b'divar Rabbi Senezal, as is discussed throughout the Gemara, ubifrat bazoihar barichus, and especially the Zohar Kodesh goes into this at length, how what a privilege it is for a person to bring children into the world. Utzrichen liten yerushasoi lamala, and in that case, the person ends up having to pass their inheritance up the ladder, lemishpachas oviv, to the family of his father. Oz bevadai ein mishpachas so'ein ruin lo yoshoi. Then, one thing is for sure, his mother's side of the family are not best suited to inherit. Ki ein yecholim l'sakein pegam atzosoi, because they cannot repair the pegam of the Eitzah that's resulted from this person not bringing children into the world, me'achar shehem misitra denukva, because they're coming from the female side. Sheshom ikar achizas chalukas Eitzah, where that's where the whole power of indecision, lack of Eitzah, comes from. Ki hu tzorich tikun gadol, because this person who's leaving the world now, who left the world, requires a major tikun, me'acha shemeis b'loi bonim rachmona l'tzlan, because the person passed away without having any children. V'halevai shemishpacha so'ov yizku l'saknoi. And then we hope, that by the Yerusha going to his father or that side of the family, that they will also be able to help in the tikkun of the neshama. V'al kein ein mishpachas o ein yereshes ki mishpachas ov. And this is why, in a case where the person left the world without children, his mother's side of the family does not inherit him, it's only his father's side of the family. Any questions, please?
Can Rabbi Yitzchak again, in his own words, explain what is Eitzah, what does Tikkun Eitzah mean?
Yes, it's very, very important, very special. Eitzah, Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in many places in the Likutei Halachos because it's so important. Eitzah is the final result, the final product of a person acquiring all the knowledge that they need, all the good, healthy knowledge they need, to be able to give them the ability to know and understand what to do, what to do, what to say, what to think, what not to do, what not to think, what not to say, in our relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with our fellow man, and in all of our relationships. That's what Eitzah is. Eitzah is the final result, you know, And the Zohar Kodesh refers to the Taryag Mitzvos as Taryag Eitin, the 613 Eitzes of the Torah, because the wisdom of Hashem is the most important wisdom. Rav Nosson Zal writes many places, other wisdoms are nonsense in comparison to the Chochmas HaTorah, to Chochma Elokai, to heavenly divine wisdom. That's the real wisdom. But again, even when learning, a person learns Torah, they learn Chumash and they learn Gemara, there are many people who do that and come up with the wrong answers. They come up with the wrong Chas V'Shalom, you know, paskening incorrectly Chas V'Shalom. So the Eitza Toiva is when a person learns everything they need to learn and is able to come up with the right decision, the right final decision, knowing what the right thing to do is, what the best thing to do is, etc.
But it sounds like the ultimate tikkun of Eitza is to give over the clarity that you have, either side through Talmidim or through children.
That's what Rav Nosson Zal showed us here. Because, again, the Gemara tells us that there's Torah's chesed and there's Torah that's not shol chesed. The Gemara says that Shol HaMelech was not zoichet to halacha kamoisoi, and Dovid HaMelech was zoichet to halacha kamoisoi. That he came up with the right decision. And the Gemara says, what was the difference between them? That Shol HaMelech did not share his Torah with others in the same way that Dovid HaMelech did. David HaMelech said, Torah's chesed al-shayna, which is haloymed al-manas lamdo, a person who wants to share their knowledge with others. And again, in that chapter I quoted earlier, chapter 7, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about leaving behind sons and students, children and students, there Rabbeinu Zal also presents this concept that the more I share my knowledge with others, the more I empty out my head into other people, my knowledge into other people, the more I receive new knowledge from Hashem, makifin. All the things that were makifin to me become pnimiyim. And this is one of the main reasons why tzaddikim want to share their Torah. They want to spread Torah, teach Torah, because this enables them to achieve higher and higher levels of seichel. That's why Rabbeinu Zal speak about this, that even though Rabbeinu Zal said he achieved incredible hasoga selukus, incredible high levels of seichel, understanding of Hashem, which he could not share with his students, still he valued much, much more the knowledge that he did share with his students than these incredible high hasagas, which he didn't, which he couldn't.
But I'm also curious why Avram was so harsh with Eliezer. Eliezer wanted to get involved with the family, called him Ahmed Daim al-Khamor. He was the first Tikkun Eitza of Talmidim.
True, but again, Avram Avinu knew all aspects of Kiddush and Tumah, and knew what yes to do, what not to do. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Evrocha, when he was giving shiurim, and he spoke about the topic of Geirim, converts, etc., And he mentioned, and the Torah speaks so highly in certain places about Geirim and Balei Tshuva, Bechlal. And we know that Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach, comes from Geirim, comes from Rus HaMoyavia. And Rabbi Akiva and other great giants, Rabbi Meir, incredible things. And Rav Rose, and he commented at the time that all of this is true, and yet we see that in many... The norm, the basic norm in Klal Yisrael is that in the religious world that they're looking for yichus and they want to know is it about tshuva, is it coming from converts, you know, etc. That despite all the incredible, important, significant, special things that are written about Balei Tshuva and about Geirim, that people sometimes draw the line at a certain point, that kind of thing. And others don't. But in the case of Eliezer, I know there's a lot written in the Arizal, in Sifrei Kabbalah, about who Eliezer was, explaining, you know, that he wasn't just an ordinary person. Just if you brought it up, I have a chance to quote my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, to put a cherry on top of the shir. Eliezer is called in the Torah, Damesek Eliezer. The Eliezer from Damascus. Who cares? Of what significance is that to us to know if he came from Damascus or he came from Cairo? The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the word Damesek makes up the first letters of the words Dalid, Machanois, Shchinto, Kadishto. The four camps of the Holy Shekhinah. We know the Torah tells us that there was a battle between four kings and five kings. And the four kings defeated the five kings, and in the process they captured Lot. They took Lot captive. Lot, who was the nephew of Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu heard about this, and he said, I'll fix those four kings. These four kings who were able to defeat five kings, major armies. Avram said, let's go. We're going to take them on. We're going to take on these four kings. He called Eliezer and said, let's go. And there are two interpretations. There's one interpretation that he just took Eliezer with him. And another interpretation is that he took 318 men. The word Eliezer is bigimatria 318. He took an army of 318 men to fight these four kings with their armies of thousands or hundreds of thousands of soldiers. And sure enough, Avram Avinu won. So it's brought that the word Eliezer has an aleph. Just follow me for a moment. It has the letter aleph and the remaining letters. Liezer, the remaining letters, are bigamatria 317. Aleph can be one, or aleph can be 1,000. Aleph is 1,000. 1,317 is bigamatria, the four images on the throne of Hashem. Aryeh, Shoyer, Nesher, Adam. The four images on the throne of Hashem, which represent incredibly holy, high-level things. These are called the Dalit Machanois of the Shechina, the four camps of the Shechina. Eliezer represented those four. That's why he's called Damesek Eliezer. He represented, in a sense, those four camps. It's brought that at the Me'ora Samachpela, the guard at the Me'ora Samachpela is Eliezer. He's the one, there were people, there were tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, who tried to go down into the Me'ora Samachpela, and it's brought that they encountered Eliezer, Ever Avram. He's the Shomer HaPesach of the Me'ora Samachpela. So there's a lot written about him. I'm just touching on it a little bit, but at the same time, Avram Avinu knew that in order to bring Klal Yisrael into the world, that Yitzchak Avinu had to marry Rivka. Now again, where does Rivka come from? Rivka's brother Lavan, and her daddy is Besuel. It's hard to know which. It's worse and worse. It's the frying pan and the fire. And that's where Avram Avinu knew that the Biror had to take place through Yitzchak Avinu and coming from Rivka, from a place as far as that. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Hatzlacha and Besuras Tovos.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Rabbi.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day.
A good day.